Did the real Tarzan, I mean the original Edgar Rice Burroughs Tarzan, he ever say, "Me, Tarzan, you, Jane"? The answer to this momentous question, later in this half hour of Monitor 66.
Harry, Zitter, Elmer.
Another comedy time with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. For every maxim, there's usually an equal and opposite maxim. For example, too many cooks spoil the broth might be countered with two heads are better than one. You pays your money and you takes your choice. Well, we pays our money and choose the latter, since the two heads involved belong to Mike and Elaine. And not only are they better than one, they're better than six or seven or ten.
Hello, yes?
Darling?
Oh, yes, hello, Edith.
Oh, honey?
Sweetie, I don't have too much. I'm supposed to be in a meeting right now.
Well, I just want to tell you very quickly something that happened. I don't want you to be alarmed when you get home.
Well, dear, can't you tell me when I get home?
This is rather important. I won't have a chance to call you again.
All right.
Darling, I went to Madame Finocchio's today about my dry scalp.
Edith, look, honey, can't you tell me about your scalp when I get home?
Please.
It's such a rush day here.
No, please, this is important. You must be prepared. I went to Madame Finocchio's about the dry scalp, and
yes,
she said she couldn't treat the scalp in the condition it was. She had to get right down to the hair roots.
Edith.
So, darling, listen. She said it was absolutely necessary that she shave my head, and when you get home, I'll be bald. I just wanted to call you up and tell you because I didn't want you to be surprised when you came in.
Okay, Edith, honey, thank you very much. I'll... What?
Darling, Madame Finocchio had to shave my head, so now I'm bald. I wanted to let you know before you came home because I wanted you to be prepared. And but she
Edith,
said
wait a minute.
The hair will grow back now. Before it kept breaking off. And anyway, I won't be able to go out tonight to the Sitwells.
Edith.
Because I can't put anything over my head.
Edith.
Yes?
What do you mean you're bald?
Well, Madame Finocchio had to shave my head for the dry scalp condition. She said it was just awful. The scalp was cracking.
Well, what do you mean? You're bald?
She shaved my head, darling, but it will grow back.
Well, you mean you have no hair? You're bald?
Darling, Madame Pinocchio had to shave my head for the scalp treatment.
Yeah, Miss Weiss, just a minute. I'm coming. But she's bald. Edith.
Yes.
What do you mean? She shaved your head? She shaved all the hair off your head?
She said it would just keep breaking if she didn't do it this way. Yes.
Well, isn't it better to have it broken?
Well, it would never grow. This way it will start growing and I'll have a luxuriant length of hair.
When?
When it grows back.
How long will that take?
Well, first there's fuzz and then it grows into hair and then eventually it grows a quarter of an inch a month. My hair, because it's curly, grows slower.
You mean you're going to be bald all summer?
Well, it grows back. I'll have fuzz soon.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
It had to be done. This is one of the rarest of all things. Very few people get scalps dry enough to crack.
Edith, honey, look, I've got to get to the meeting.
Tell me you'll love me anyway.
I do love you.
Tell me you will.
Yeah, I love you, bald or no, darling.
Now my hair won't come out. It will be better than running your hand through my hair and having it all come out between your fingers.
Well, it'll be something to get used to, darling, but I know I will.
Will we adjust, sweetheart?
Yes, Edith.
Don't call me it.
No, I won't.
You were going to call me Baldy.
No, honey, I wasn't going to call you that. Look, dear, I'm getting to my meeting, and I'll see you tonight, unless I kill myself.
Mike Nichols and Elaine May. And they add top-quality acting to original ideas to create their unique comedy time performances on monitor every weekend. One of the new young voices on the current music scene, the voice of Barry Young, with one of the new songs, Since You've Gone From Me.
The rain came down and fell upon my window pane. Things can never be the same since you have gone from me. I love you so, so much, baby, that you never know how much you really hurt me so since you have gone from me. I could pretend we were no more than friends. That won't make a broken heart mend. Pitter-patter of the raindrops, sing a lovely sad refrain. Things will never be the same since you've gone from me. We were no more than friends. But why try to fool myself? 'Cause that won't make a broken heart mend. Pitter patter of the raindrops, sing a lovely sad refrain. Things will never be the same since you've gone from me.
Somewhere in each half hour of monitor, a certain phrase must be employed, or dire consequences will ensue, I think. Maybe the studio turns into a pumpkin, or something like that. At any rate, taking no chances, I now pronounce that phrase on the monitor beacon.
Hi, this is Lee Leonard, and I'm around right here at 660 WNBC Radio, weekday afternoons, Monday through Friday, from 10 minutes after 2 until 5 o'clock. The telephone number is Plaza 78866, the area code New York, 212. And we talk to just about anybody who'll call about just about anything. Some days we play games, some days we talk about more serious things, but every day we try to enjoy ourselves for 3 hours in the afternoon. I hope you can make it and be with us from 2 to 5 on WNBC.
This is Big Wilson. What do you do at 5 o'clock in the morning? Me too, except I'm here on the radio. I start at 5 in the morning, Monday through Saturday, and I play records and give weather information, traffic information, tell you what's going on with the news, of course, the fine NBC News department, keeping us right up to date all the time. So if you were around any time between 5 and 9 o'clock, Monday through Saturday mornings, you snap the dial on at 660, and I'll be here playing the record.
Talk sports with Bill Mazur, afternoons on The Conversation Station, WNBC AM and FM, New York.
Ken Nardine again. And next, it's Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded before live audiences at leading theaters, hotels, and nightclubs around the world. Our star this time, the late Nat Cole, as he performed at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas.
Chicks and ducks and geese, Baskerby, when I take you out in Surrey, when I take you out in Surrey with the French on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high step strutters. Know the folks will peep through their shutters and their eyes I will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With ice and glass curtains you can roll right down in case of that change in the weather. Too bright, working, blinking and blinking, ain't no final rig I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for that shiny little turvy with the French on the top. I can see the stars getting blurry when we drive back home in Surrey, driving slowly home in Surrey with the friends on top. I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head on my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls. I feel plop. The sun is swimming on the rim of the hill, the moon is taking a header, and just as I'm thinking the earth is still, a lark wake up in the meadow. A sheepbird, my baby's leaving, maybe we got a dream worth keeping. When you team and just keep a creeping out of slow clip, a clop, don't you hurry with the survey with the fringe on the top. When we ride in Surrey, we'll just hide every worry. You and me in Surrey, gay and free in Surrey. Things get sweet in a hurry. Can't beat beat in Surrey. There's a lot more in Surrey, that's for sure. Don't you worry, we'll fly high in Surrey, reach the sky in Surrey. We'll just glide in Surrey, right in. In Surrey, you'll insist in Surrey. Can't get in a hurry, can't resist in Surrey. With the French on top.
Voice of Matt Cole in Monitor on Stage. Let's take a peek now into Monitor's future. And there's no need for a crystal ball. I've got it all down here on a piece of paper. In tomorrow afternoon session, presided over by host Barry Nelson, all the regular Monitor features and personalities, Comedy Time with Nichols and May and Jonathan Witters, Monitor Sports with Joe Gargiola and Mel Allen and others, Chet Huntley, Hugh Downs, Al Capp, Up to the Minute News, music. In addition, a revealing conversation with one of the American soldiers who defected to the Chinese communists after Korea and has just recently changed his mind and returned home. And there'll be other interesting guests from many different walks of life. So make Monitor part of your Sunday activities. You'll be glad you did. Now, Peggy Lee makes us glad that Monitor is also part of our Saturday activities.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. A big spender. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a view? Laugh, laugh, I can show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking. So refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Those of you who are familiar with Tarzan of the Apes fame, may also be familiar with the name of the man who created him, Edgar Rice Burroughs. But I doubt if any, know what the Burroughs bibliophiles are. To remedy this state of affairs, reporter Clyde Davis in Denver asked the pertinent questions of Mr. Camille Casadesu.
What are the Burroughs bibliophiles?
Well, this is a group of serious Edgar Rice Burroughs fans who have organized to sort of have a common interest, and of course this sort of draws them together, and they elect officers, and we have certain publications that we come out with and sort of news things, keeping all the members informed as anything new that's going on.
Is this me, Tarzan, you, Jane stuff really worthwhile?
Well, this is the old movie thing coming back in, and what's more, Johnny Weissmuller was a good Tarzan when he was in the movies, but this is far cry from Edgar Rice Burroughs' creation, his characterization of the Tarzan, and what's more, he never said, me, Tarzan, you, Jane. He said, me, Jane, you, Tarzan.
Tarzan said, me, Jane, you, Tarzan?
Right. He listened to Jane say this, and he just imitated what she said. And this course has grown to make him look like a imbecile, and as the books portray him, he was a very literate and a very educated man and spoke several languages, and he didn't live in a treehouse, and he didn't have a son named Boy, and various things that Hollywood has distorted from the original characterization.
Well, Camille Casadesu, you imply then that the movies are doing Edgar Rice Burroughs and his Tarzan creation a disservice.
Well, not exactly, because they have spread the name of Tarzan all over the world and made it the popular character that it is today. But they've not done as good a job as I think they could have done. But, of course, Hollywood has a tendency to write their own movie scripts. And the books are just better. Anybody that reads them will tell you.
Tell us about this Burroughs bibliophile and the magazine you put out.
Well, I put out a magazine called Herbdom, which is sort of this, like UNICEF. It's an ERB-DOM, which means Edgar Rice Burroughs Domain. And it's a hobby magazine, of which there are several hundred published in the United States today.
What kind of articles do you put in Herbdom, the Edgar Rice Burroughs fan magazine?
Well, there are two basic types of articles. One is for the collectors, bibliographical information in which we list various editions and variant editions and new editions that come out. And the other one are the fan-type articles in which we will read a book and try to draw a map of the place in which the action took place in the book. And things like this, we might make up glossaries of certain books, or we also might discuss the development of Edgar Rice Burroughs' style over the 50 years that he wrote, and it changed quite a bit in these 50 years. And this is the sort of stuff.
Is Edgar Rice Burroughs any more popular now than he was, say, 15 or 20 years ago?
Well, his popularity has been growing, I think, since about 1912. It's had its ups and downs. I'd say right now we are in a very strong growth period. Yes, it is.
Is Edgar Rice Burroughs now, or was he ever as popular as Ian Fleming, the James Bond author?
Well, Ian Fleming has been around for about 4 years now, and he's pretty fantastically popular. When he's, if he's still here in 50 years, and he's been in at least 31 foreign languages, I'll say yes, Fleming has done a pretty good job.
We've been talking with Camille Casdesus of Denver, who has brought with him to the Mile High City his interest in Edgar Rice Burroughs, and who is editor of Herbdom, an Edgar Rice Burroughs fan magazine. This is Clyde Davis in Denver, reporting for Monitor.
Time for Nordine to depart the scene. After what I honestly must confess has been not a hard day's night at all. Got to tidy up, though, before I go. No loose ends, you know. So, this reminder that Monitor is available throughout the nation on NBC. In Detroit, Michigan, over WWJ. And that ends our day. Ken Nordine, thanks for keeping me company. Couldn't have done it without you.
This is Monitor, over 10 years of service to the NBC radio audience.